Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We are on.
We're on. Welcome. Bottom of the barrel, live out of Austin.
Austin, Texas, baby. Ooh. We're joined by a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Someone who's been on the pod before, Nat Rogaczewski. Nat, good to see you, man.
Chin, boys. Friend of the pod at this point.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Cousin of the pod, almost.
You're a friend of ours now.
You used
to be a friend of mine, and now you're a friend of ours.
This is your third time on, and you've never once been requested to come back.
Really?
We keep having you back.
That's almost more impressive. That's almost more impressive. Here's the thing is, with those comments, you kind of have to read between the lines.
Yeah.
So when they're like, who is that guy? What they mean is like, who is that guy?
That's how I read it. Exactly. Yeah. The list of people we went through today before we landed on you. Holy fuck.
Yeah. And the only requests we got were like on our 4chan page. And like, bring that fucking guy back. And it was kind of a troll. And we're like, all right.
It's 1 o'clock now. You guys hit me up to do the show at 12:20. So I was like, okay, first choice for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
I was doing an incline chest press, wanting to quit. You know, and then I get the text, and I was like, okay, absolutely.
This is a sign. I have to stop working out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Did a little sprint on the treadmill for maybe half a mile, and then just kind of
showered
up.
Ran right here.
Well, we appreciate you being here, for real.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we just woke up really late and had nothing. But last night, we're like, we need a guest for tomorrow, and we're like, don't worry. We're going to hang out with a bunch of comics tonight, and we'll just get somebody, and it'll all fall into place. Mm-hmm. And then we wake up, we're like, holy shit, we need a guest, dude. We're going potting in 20 minutes.
Because I thought we'd be hanging out at Misty's, and people would be running up to us being like, hey, can I get on your podcast?
Yes.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because that's where we would know you from.
Right.
Is the pod.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you ran through all the comics, then 12:20 comes around, you hit me up. I get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
You were actually first choice, then we circled back.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was, yeah, for sure. No. It's who do you want to talk to?
Put that in the maybe pile. You hang on the maybe hook at TJ Maxx. That's me.
No, you're the old faithful guest. We're like, you know what? We can always count on that for a good podcast, a good time, a good laugh. And you know, last time I was down here too,
real serious. I was kidding, and now I'm like, wow, you mean all this?
Yeah, no, for real. You're a really nice guy. All right, fucking move on. Hell yeah, dude.
I threw up this morning.
Yeah, you did.
I've been puked from drinking, and maybe once a year I do it, and I guess today was my day. So.
Do you guys kind of like pop the lid when you come down here? Is it like kind of vacation mode?
Some days.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends how we're feeling.
It's Chris's birthday trip. He's turning 40.
Yeah, hey.
So we're like that. Last night we were like, let's go. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, cool. I'd much rather like fucking.
As is tradition, your birthday's tomorrow. So yesterday you got super fucked.
It's my birth week. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta celebrate this shit for a week. No, we're doing Vulcan tonight with the Unsubscribe guys, like the gun guys. They have this podcast.
Yeah.
They're all like the biggest gun YouTubers.
Yes.
So naturally we go.
Yeah, naturally.
It'll be our sixth appearance on
this shit. Sick, dude.
Naturally they want some, you know, liberal Canadians on there.
You guys are gonna help them make some school kids disappear.
Exactly, dude.
Nice one.
Yeah, we're gonna do Bullet Catch live on stage.
Fantastic.
Doing a bullet catch in a school is a wild trick to do.
I mean, that's the danger right there. Where can you air that these days?
Is that all they were trying to do? It's just a magic trick gone wrong?
Yeah, it's just talent show. It was a talent show.
You shot him at school. No. It was a bullet catch.
Yeah, well, they didn't give him any love at the talent show, so he's like, I'll show you some real magic. Yeah.
You got to prove the gun's real. Yeah. Or else the trick doesn't count, right?
That's a good point.
I kept seeing this reel pop up. Blaine actually shared it, but it was this comic, and he's like, David Blaine doesn't do fucking magic. He's like, he's just trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he's either a really great magician or really bad at suiciding.
Yeah.
I thought that was the funniest bit because that's all he does is shit. They're like, oh, he's going to die. Oh, never mind. They're rushing him to the hospital.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you got to stick the dismount when you try and hold your breath and you end up in the hospital. And he's like, I love magic. It's like, no, dude, you didn't do it. Like,
yeah, you didn't stick the dismount.
They didn't resuscitate you.
So let me ask you this. You guys are kind of like both like quasi Blaine Posse at this point. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Sure, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely quasi.
And how, just broaching the waters here, how far into Tales have we gotten on the pod? No worries if not.
We just kind of cut whatever out.
Yeah, we can cut whatever out. Tales, as far as Blaine goes, I got a few stories that I probably couldn't tell on the pod.
Totally. I've heard them.
Yeah. Yeah. Off the pod, I scream it. On the record, nothing too crazy.
What I do is you tell me those stories. I put your name through a Wu-Tang generator, and then I add it on to as I tell the story to everybody else. So I tell your David Blaine stories as like a as steel Raekwon pan killer.
As Raekwon the chef.
Yeah.
That's so sick. I definitely can't tell that one. All right. Yeah, moving on.
But
I got Copperfield stories. I didn't tell you about this because I kind of threw you a couple stories, but that was one of the wildest times too.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There were some funny bits. He told you about the high pour.
The imagery is just fantastic. I don't know if that is like when I retell the story, that's like the bow at the top of it of just a worker spilling high poured seltzer all over the
place. Nervous they're going to get fired.
It was exactly that.
And then they have to keep their composure, so they can't be like, "Oh fuck,
no, they got to act like everything's normal."
Yeah,
because like I was sitting at the table, and David was right in front of me, and behind him was one of the servers giving him a high pour because that's how he likes his drink, and it's the only way he drinks it. And he was high pouring, but we were right on the beach. We're like on a dock, so windy as fuck. Wind's just pushing all of this seltzer or like this mineral water onto his arm, and you can just see him like, and David's none the wiser. I'm looking at all of this, and I'm like, this is wild.
Thank God they're not Filipino servers there, or else they'd have to sit on each other's shoulders. So short.
Pour's not high enough.
Get in here.
Yeah, the high pour is wild.
Welcome back, guys. Yeah, I mean, it's what a treat. Yeah. What a wonderful surprise, too.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
It is. This is a beautiful retreat. Every time we come here, we just connect with like the dopest people in the world. That's like,
do you guys have like a third Austin? Like, do you have like a Denver that you're also in on the reg where you're kind of building up?
For a minute there, we were
New York,
we were
LA.
Going to New York and LA quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once the thing happened, we just stopped going back, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like magic scene is always, I was actually talking about this last night, but like magic scene's always followed the comedy scene really closely in terms of where the hubs are. Yeah.
The trends continue.
Yeah. Like where they are. So like New York was the biggest magic scene like back in, you know, the 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. And then it migrated to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of like follows that comic scene. And now Austin, there's nothing here. This is like, there's no magic scene here.
Yeah.
Apologies to all the magicians in Austin who are listening to this, but yeah.
I Googled like magicians in Austin to see maybe for the pod, right? And I just didn't recognize any names.
No, Houston's got some.
Can't say if they're good or bad. I have no little, but I just didn't recognize the names.
No, they're bad.
Yeah, nothing against these guys. I just don't know these guys.
Yeah, they're just nobodies.
Yeah, fuck these guys.
They're nobodies.
Bunch of hack pieces of shit. Yeah.
So is that like the vision, building it up over here? I mean, you got the place.
No. I've never even thought of it. I am so into what I'm doing. I'm a magician. I love being a magician, but I'm not into magic in that way.
Right.
I'm just trying to make myself the most popular I can be.
You're enjoying.
So I don't give a fuck.
You're enjoying being creative through your craft.
Yeah.
Making a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Doing your thing.
Yeah.
But you have no intention of being like a mentor for the future.
Yeah. And like I'm all about the audience response. So sometimes my show, looks a lot more like a fucking prop comedy show than a magic show. And I'm okay with that if I'm getting the response I want. So like, but you can go see some magic and it looks pretty magic-y and those guys, they do so well and you can build a community and I'm not there. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
And there's something about carving out our own space as well, within the niche. Cause like there's magic and then there's like quote unquote comedy magic.
Yeah.
And that's just fucking hokey most of the time. It's really bad. It's a lot of what it was in the 90s just hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of like, rubber chicken, it's really bad. We're always trying to tackle it from more of a comedy side, from more of like maybe an edgier, sort of appeal to like the comic fans more so than like, mom, dad, and the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's most like it's fucked because every time we perform where we're like, hey, in a comedy club, we're like, let's go. We got like a comedy magic show, 18 plus. It's going to get raunchy or whatever it is. Kids always seem to like infiltrate the audience because parents are like, magic. You love magic. Yeah. Your child, you love magic. And they bring the kid along and we're like, yeah, we got kids here. Like four kids. Like, yeah, we love magic. We're like, fuck, you had a kid.
I had a 6-year-old girl cry.
Cry recently.
3 minutes into the show last weekend.
She thought you killed a rabbit.
No, she didn't even get to me. The host was still on, thank God. I wasn't even on stage yet. But like, they heard Magic Show. I got comics opening for me. And like, they're just right away, like, fucking my wife in the ass or whatever. Yeah. This grandfather's just like, got his. And I got a huge email. And he's like, didn't say it was 19 plus anywhere on the website, which I'm sure it fucking did.
Right.
I'm like, dude, here. I sent him right away, refunded his money. And I sent a 1-minute video of me doing some tricks for his kid.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, please be happy and don't shut me out online.
Did he respond?
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, that was so like, thank you. Like, I definitely took the high road there.
Nice. Yeah.
Even though I was like, I think you should have read better, dude.
Fantastic move.
Yeah, it was great. But it was wild because that show killed so hard. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this girl was there. I didn't know she left. Mm-hmm. But afterwards,
did you get her number?
The people were sitting by there were like, dude, crying 6-year-old? That's intense. It ruined the show for about 20 people, right?
I like the idea of being like an edgelord comic about it. Yeah, I walked her. Yeah, I walked that 6-year-old child.
The whole table got up.
Yeah.
They followed her out.
That's a weird like dynamic that some comics like enjoy. I mean, Josh really enjoys when I'm bombing that I get mad at crowds. Like he loves if like, or even if I'm doing well and one thing is not well received, but it's like a low stakes show in some brewery. And I'll be like, all right, I mean, I guess you guys are fucking retards.
That's funny.
He sees me. I got mad at the size of a door.
Yeah, he got mad at the door was too big. You guys just keep going. We're just going to have doors here?
Yeah. There was like this brewery hall that we were both on, and the door was the length of the room, and it was a high ceilings room. So whenever someone would leave, it was like a Willy Wonka gates open up every time.
This light pouring in.
And I just would not accept the size of this door. So at one point when the fifth person is... Yeah, and I was like in one of those spots where like food is coming or like one person goes up to get drinks so the rest of the crowd is inspired. And I wasn't like not having a good time. I was like enjoying myself through the process, but the door keeps opening. And then I'm just at a point where it's like, something has to be done about the door. And there's just nothing to do about it. You know what I mean? It is the door.
But everyone's looking at you. So they're not looking at the door, right? You're the one who's seeing the door. And you're like, why is there a drawbridge in the fucking comedy club right now?
I'm like ready to complain to management about it. I'm like, we got to do something about this door.
That's hilarious. For this,
I could see a tick in his head. That's what I was laughing at. And then he finally goes, does this not bother anybody right here? And I was like, I knew it.
So funny.
I knew it.
Speaking of retarded, I got a game.
Nice.
And we'll play. It's a quick game. It's called Are You Retarded? You want to play?
Yeah.
All right. So it's very simple. Cue cards with words written on them. All you got to do is read them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what does that say?
Edacactin.
All right. Awesome. What does that say?
I was going to say education.
But... Yeah, education, right? Okay. We'll try another one. What does this say?
Maintenance.
Okay. What does that say?
Maintenance.
Yeah. Okay. Close. We'll try another one. Maybe we're just warming up here. Try this one.
Caucasian-y.
All right, awesome. What do you think?
I can't read. Conscience.
Conscience. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Why are you? How are you not doing this?
Yeah. Well, it's. I mean, you're really good at this game.
Is he winning or losing, Chris?
We'll try. We don't really have winners or losers
that
here.
Makes sense.
Everyone gets a gold star. Indispensable.
Yeah. It's. What did I say?
Indispensable,
right. So, and one more. Almost. Yeah, almost got it. And one more. We'll try this one here.
Esp- Parentheses.
There you go. You got it. You got it. What does that say?
Experience.
There you go. And that was our game. That's pretty good,
that's
right?
Crazy. Yeah, you both won and lost. Josh, introduce yourself. They don't know who's on the mic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, halfway through the pod. Yeah. Shout out to this guy.
Josh Kawasa, yeah, run the Comedy Frequency.
Nice.
Boom, that's where we
great
are
studio, by the way.
Thank Hell you. Yeah.
I will also say, with Josh, as well as like any good producer who's also a comic and funny,
yeah,
the like 15-minute introduction is such a, it's like such a nice surprise for the listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they're like fully integrated, but right. Like I love when they jump in with
yeah,
the
they
fun.
Go home.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, they got a funny Latin dad in here.
Yeah.
Damn, what?
Oh, you just doxed his ethnicity.
I think they figured it out.
Experience.
Bro, he was getting mad at those doors, bro.
Is that conscience? Door.
I almost said conscience. I was like,
shit.
They don't know. You would have won.
That I did that yesterday when he was practicing this. I'm like,
cerveza.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know why I'm smiling. Well, the first thing I'd do if I had an extra hour of my day, I would be reading ad reads. I think reading ad reads for me really helps calm me down sometimes when I'm feeling a little stressed. Much like the folks over at BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Again, just, you know, read ads. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help find what matters to you so you can do more of it. And that's true. Better therapy, better life quality, better help. So if you've ever thought about giving therapy a try, you can try it with BetterHelp. What's good with BetterHelp is actually this, is that you can switch out therapists. Say you're not feeling the vibe of the therapist, and the therapist is like, you know, you're just like, ugh, you don't get it. You don't get me. Switch it out. No cost, no fee. You can do that. It's not a problem. So you can find someone who's just like a right fit for you. And because it's online, it doesn't matter where you are, and it's flexible, and there's all these things, and you can cancel and all this stuff. So it's really great. You should definitely check it out if you were thinking about trying therapy. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L. That's betterhelp.com/barrel today to get 10% off your first month. So you're supporting us, you're supporting BetterHelp, but most importantly, you're supporting your own minds. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/barrel.
So funny.
I got, holy shit, speaking of ethnicity, dude, I got this lady the other day asking me how white I am. Because I went for a skin treatment. You know how I got these like red spots on my face?
Yeah.
So I heard you get this like laser shit to like make those go away, right?
Okay.
So I go in for this laser.
I didn't know you were self-conscious about that.
I just drive me nuts on camera.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's annoying, right?
All right.
So I'm like, I'm going to get these fixed, right?
I'm going to start pointing it out now. Like, I didn't even know that was, I didn't even notice
yeah, no,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's bothering me.
Sick.
Been there for like 2 years. So I was like, I'll get that fixed.
All right, go on.
So I go there and the lady's like, I've never been to this stuff before. And she's like, how white are you? And I was like, pretty white.
Sounds loaded.
And then, and she's not white, right? So I don't like
what
this.
Was she?
It's Asian.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm really white. She's like, your parents are white? I'm like, yeah. She's like, your grandparents? I'm like, everybody's white. And then she's like, I'm like, I did 23andMe. It's all Northern
99%.
Ireland, British, 93%, 3% Northern Italian. I'm like, I'm fucking white. And she's like, all right. I'm like, why? Like, I was so worried to ask her. And she's like, I just need to know for the settings. Like, I don't want to make you too white or whatever. It'll
so
pull
funny.
Out whatever. But it was so uncomfortable.
Can you imagine if you were the eye doctor and she was, or the face doctor and she was coming in for a skin exam? You're like, how Asian are
that's
you?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, this must be so fucked.
Yeah, you're like, how yellow are you? Yeah. Like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, well, literally.
Yeah, hey, I wouldn't work any other way.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you do that job. Someone walks in. I'm like, I got to quit. I quit right now. Yeah,
what do you mean I got to ask it? I'm not working anymore. That.
But you're just an Irish guy. That is the condition. The condition that you have just is being an Irish guy.
Yeah.
No. Like, well, these things happen. I tried to like pop a pimple.
I don't even know what you're referring. I still don't understand.
Well, no,
because
it worked really
to.
Good. It worked really good. Like, I was really much redder for it. Well, go back and watch some of my videos. They drive me nuts. Anyways, dude, I'm a vain guy.
Were those the ones that I color corrected? Because like, I'll make you extra red sometimes.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. No, it's just like, you know, I got my teeth fixed. I like to fix things, right? You don't care what you look like. I get it, right? You don't even shave.
I'm trying to cover my face up with as many things as possible, if you haven't noticed.
Well, Yeah, no.
I just need like one forehead tattoo, and I'll
be good. Like a hangover move, though, right? That's like a bit like the hood, the glasses, letting it grow. Like I won't shave if I like ate bad the night before. I'm just like I'm not exposing more neck for anybody today. It can wait. I don't care how itchy it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the move.
If I could grow hair up to my eyelids, I would. Just try to cover as much of my face as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that checks out.
True that. I don't know. If you're trying to do anything, if any of you guys are planning any trips to Turkey, I'm thinking about doing it because it's starting to really.
You're
like,
thinking? Are you thinking for real?
Yeah.
You got nice head hair.
No, it's nice.
You're
now,
starting to see it thin.
Yeah, for sure.
So and it's, we're both on.
We've been popping those pills.
We're both really? On. What was it?
Hymns.
Same thing. Yeah.
Finasteride. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Are they sponsoring Finastra? It?
No.
No, they sure should be. Come on, get it. Let's go.
Yeah, dude.
You guys don't know who these guys are.
What the hell,
right? No, no, it works good. I've been on for a year and a half.
I've been on for like 4 months now.
But it's like it doesn't replenish. It just keeps. It maintains.
Sure. Well, no, there's 60% of people say they see regrowth, and 90% of people say it stops.
I think those 60% have some like confirmation bias. I think it just stops you.
Right.
I've seen some pretty awesome images. I can't confirm or deny if they're AI.
I don't see it.
It's just like it's going further back here, and then it's like you see it's just getting.
You got a good hairline though.
Yeah, but it won't be for long.
You'll do anything except lose weight.
Dude, I was cursed.
Dude, if there's a pill for that, I'll take it. You know what I
mean? Yeah, if only.
Dude, I was in the gym heavy in you guys.
That's right. That one's on us.
You're trying to save the funny. I get it, man. Yeah. It's all going away.
If only it was Epic grew the hair back, too. I mean, that's a 2-for-1 pill they should put out, though. I think a lot of guys would hop on that.
Oh, for sure.
And it makes your cum shoot loads, too.
It used to be a little one-liner I have, that my hair is thinning, which sucks. It's the only part of my body I don't want thinning. But,
Dude, I was just on Penn & Teller Fool Us again, right? Like last month.
Fucking go. Did you fool
him? Yeah. Not this time, no.
What the fuck?
Take that fist bump.
Well, you're like, I think you're 2-for-3?
No,
one for two.
Okay.
50-50.
Cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah, should have quit your head.
Should have quit on his head. Yeah. Still got a good batting average.
Yeah.
But like, I did a trick where I ripped my shirt off.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not in my fittest. And I was like, you know, my buddy Eric tried to talk me out of it so many times. He's like, dude, that's not going to. And then sure enough, I take my shirt off and I'm on my knees and putting back together. I'm like,
he's bent forward. Yeah, it's the worst.
They just put the censorship bar on.
Dude, I wish they put the censorship bar on it. Instead, they're like, They pan up to the host
because
Brooke Burke's hot and I am in my grossest state. And then
she's so hot compared to you.
Everyone online is like, why are they cutting away from the magic? They're not. I swear to God, they're cutting away from my fat gross.
Dude, half the audience thought he was gonna like start to make his belly talk. They were like, oh, he's gonna do one of those. I guess
it's like do you remember that like a Chippendales audition sketch where it's Chris Farley,
Chris Farley
and Patrick Swayze, and at the end, what's his name? Kevin, whatever, is like Chris, we've never seen moves like that. The heart is just amazing. It's the body's just not there.
it's just so bad.
The body's just not just, there. It's not crazy quite there, at the end of the sketch. He's done the full routine.
So funny.
So sick.
Yeah, my buddy and I went like dressed like that for Halloween once, and he's a bit bigger than me, and I was like playing college basketball all the time. I was in really good shape. First person we see when we got into the club, couple of Farleys and no Swayzes. And I was like, whoa. Oh, and I gotta go the whole night like this?
Yeah.
Couple of Farleys is pretty funny. Whoever said that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a girl I was hitting
on. Yeah, I've slept with a couple of Farleys back in my day, I must say.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, slammed a couple of Farleys back in the day.
No biggie. A couple Bowsers.
A couple mini bosses.
hey, Josh laughing because he know.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. Dude, welcome to Comedy Frequency, you guys. This is it, baby.
We're in, baby.
Yes.
We're back. Here we go.
And shouts out to Black Rabbit Comedy Club, Black Rabbit ATX, best shows in Texas, right here.
I walked down here, super cool little spot. Like, you here often?
Mm-hmm.
You do shows here often? Mm-hmm. You run stuff here? What kind of things you got going on here? What's the...
They do mostly pure stand-up, showcases, stuff like that. Sometimes they'll have like a headliner, bring a few friends here.
Nice.
Smaller stuff like that. And then they have a couple. Now they're doing like variety shows as well.
Great.
Like
I hit them up twice. And got Black ghosted. Rabbit? Yeah, I was trying to get my show in here.
I don't run the social media. Oh, okay.
Completely fucking ghosted.
Yeah. Well, so the dude is
your
just
audio's
like,
cut. Why is it audio cut?
The dude who's really more involved with the organizational is the man, but he's just a little absent-minded.
Afraid of magic. I get
I think they would do it for
sure.
Well,
you just booked a bunch of heliums.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, I'm to like the comedy,
I'm
stuff,
the comedy
now.
Stuff now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love it. You can reach out to Cap City now. They're helium.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, right on. No, I'm cool. Here. I'm a Black Rabbit guy. Fuck Cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah,
seriously,
that.
No, I'll seriously go to Cap right now. It's fine. Never mind. Yeah. I'll go anywhere.
I'm a hooker. I hear it's nice, though. I hear Cap City is really nice. Like one of the better ones as well.
I've never been to Cap or, what is it, East Austin Comedy Club? I've never been there either.
Oh, rest in peace.
Is it dead?
Yeah, they're finding a new location. So the city showed up. The city showed up and was like, no. they came next door on like a complaint about some kind of compliance thing.
Yeah.
And they used to do shows next door, and then they bought the building or rented the building next door and did some reno, a little under the table reno.
Right.
And they were like, hey, we're here for this. And they're like, oh, this, you have the wrong address. And it was during South By.
Ooh.
They were looking for like unofficial stuff that like was not up to code. And they go, oh, and everyone who was working that night was like, no, this isn't the address. And they go, oh, we'll just check it out anyway.
Oh.
And everyone's like, why? Why would
you like, why'd you do that?
They just looked around and they're like, listen, you guys are all right for now, but like, I don't feel like this is good. And then just like, we've all been following up and checking.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't know they even did that in Texas. Brutal. I thought you could just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I thought it was a big live free state.
Yeah, what the hell?
But apparently.
Yeah, there was a showdown before all that happened.
So the building inspector just challenges you to a duel in the street.
I'll see you in the street.
Yeah, they took a wall down at one point, which made the room unbelievable.
Yeah.
And some structural engineer was just
see,
in
another thing I thought Texans were against.
Yeah.
And so if you're killing in there and you blow the roof off, it's not even that impressive.
No, it's coming down anyway. It's literally coming down anyway. But they took down a wall and some structural engineer was just in the crowd and he like took somebody aside and he was like, hey, did there like used to be a wall over here? And they're like, oh, were you here like before we took it down? And he was like, no, I just had a feeling.
Wow.
Just mathematically.
Yeah. I was just kind of vaguely looking around and I was like, that's where a wall should be.
Yeah, I'm going to stand over here.
Yeah, so there's a couple things, but you know, we're looking, trying to lock it down.
Cool.
The whole town's rallying together. There might be a GoFundMe coming soon.
Well, we'll sick.
See. We'll see. Keep
that's
your eyes
cool.
peeled for that.
I mean, that's the nice part about being here is that you got such a fucking cool community that just supports comedy like
it
insanely. Because we don't have that in Montreal. In Montreal, I've got, especially because there's like English comedy and then French comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So those are completely mutually exclusive.
So weird.
So clubs will have, you know, English comedy. Other clubs will have French comedy. They mm-hmm. don't mix, right? Very, very rarely. Except my buddies. He'll do like one night a week for an hour. We get English comedy. And like one of the best comedy spots in Montreal, it's French comedy spot.
Yeah.
Owned by like five of the best comics in Quebec.
Cool.
And they'll do like an English night. So we do that. But it's really hard to find like comedy because there's such this like weird separation, like there's no community like that.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, those are English, we don't fuck with those guys, this is French. So there is that. Yeah,
well, they kind of like, there's animosity like anyway.
Yeah.
Outside of comedy. Sure. There's like French
drama.
Canadians and
yeah
you know what's interesting to me, I was thinking about this. I don't know if you guys
we
feel...
have our Quebec Ty Rivera and...
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. That's so funny. I was gonna say
the truth revealed part deux. but I was gonna say, I don't know if you guys feel this way about like American accents, but I was noticing this recently. Neither of you guys really have them, but like those like crazy like highwayman Toronto accents.
Oh.
And the pure Montreal accents are two of like the bungiest, like gnarliest sounding accents
on
the planet.
Can you give us an example?
Well, I was like, I've been obsessed with like Dune 2.
Yeah.
Like it's, I can't wait to rewatch it. And so I'm watching all the making of stuff with Denis Villeneuve.
Oh, that's the accent.
And then he's like so much, and it's like, so, no. I'm like, dude, it's taken away like any attractive part of the Canadian
so
accent.
Unattractive.
So when they apply those same like nose up like snooty attitudes of a Parisian or something like that, I was like, dude, you sound like dog
but
shit.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a silly sounding man.
Yeah.
You know
they
what I
misplace
mean?
Like, the emphasis.
Yeah.
The emphasis.
Yeah.
And then they'll hit you with an H when there's no H.
Yeah.
And they'll take the H away when there is one. And
then they brag about their bagels. It's like, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're okay.
They sound like the
we
Blair
have
Pitch,
the best a bagel.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's a gross accent. French Canadian, like Quebecois, is not a sexy language.
Mm-hmm.
It's French, but it's like, boony.
It's a
sort of French.
Yeah, rapey language, not a sexy
language.
Yeah,
it definitely is. It definitely is like put a bunch of pirates and prisoners and whores on a boat, send them to Canada, let them, you know.
They're the Australia of France.
Exactly. And then they build up, you know, that's what it was. Because you're not sending, you know, just your finest people on the first boat trip over. definitely sending anybody who's going to sign up for a buck.
That's,
you know?
That's very interesting because the only redeeming quality of Australians is that they don't take themselves seriously.
Right.
Yeah. So they know, they're like, yeah, we're goofy prisoners.
None of
that. That's what their thing is. But then in Montreal, they're like, no, we're like, we're French and like regal
and racist.
It's insane.
Yeah,
they preserve all things in their language. You know, they keep their French is like older than France. French, they updated that, but in Quebec, they're like nah, and they did that with all of their ideology.
Well, it's funny because like the premier of Quebec, who's a fucking dumbass. Like this guy's just—he's a fucking idiot, dude. But he's because he's super separatist, and no one gives a shit about this guy. He's such a crooked fuck.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he'll say shit like, he's like, yeah, we have to stop in French. He'll say like, we have to stop using anglicisms in our language, like because they'll use English words, you know, and supplement them like they do in France, like they do everywhere in every country. And he's like, because, and he uses the word, and he goes, because it really isn't cool. And he says cool. He's speaking French. He says cool. Well, you're a fucking idiot. You're so stupid. And everybody in like the house or whatever it was, they were all like laughing in French.
One of like the TikTok trends right now is like laughing. I hit me at the same time. The TikTok trend right now is like there's all the it's actually like English people who get more upset about this, but English people get upset when like American people say croissant and not croissant, but then French people say bruni to say brownie. And so there's been this huge TikTok backlash against the French and how many words they've francophiled.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, just it's okay. Yeah. It would we can just we can act within context at any given
shopping?
Moment. Yeah, like please, shopping? Man.
I'm like, ah, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I've also heard a rumor that part of the reason that that French people come off as cold, I don't know if it's a rumor, or some French person was like, like a lot of French people don't speak English. It's like one of the major countries in the area that's like there's less emphasis in learning English.
Yeah.
And then they come here and they come off as cold, but really they're just embarrassed that they don't speak English.
The French people travel to other French speaking places.
Yeah.
So it's very funny. Like I have a lot of friends who are like, no, I travel. I've been to Switzerland, France, Belgium, New Orleans, like Haiti. Like they're only doing like the French spots. And like,
I went to Haiti, went right back.
Exactly.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But like, that's the thing. Even comics, they'll be like, doing a European tour. And they'll hit the three.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. And so, and they got a huge, like, and it's a totally different language over there as well than it is. But yeah, they'll tour. They'll do the Quebec. And then, like, my buddy Mike Ward, do you know this guy?
I'm not familiar.
So he got sued. I probably mentioned this.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah, he was 10 years in the Supreme Court over a joke.
He's got a huge podcast now, right?
Massive podcast, you know, a million downloads or whatever. Praise. You know, he sold out 21,000 seats for his podcast, the Bell Center. He had a Guinness record after being sued, after spending 10 years in the Supreme Court over a joke that he paid with his own money to, like, you know, he's like, fuck this kid. He made a joke about a kid who's retarded and fucking his mom just tried to sue him 10 years. Crazy. Canada sued him basically because it's illegal to, like, it's a hate speech and all that shit. But
yeah, you guys hate freedom, seriously.
Yeah, we don't like it at all.
Seriously,
yeah, I like the parameters. I need a little someone keeping me locked in.
Do you see recently what they did?
No.
What they just with Trudeau's whole fucking team. By the way, like Trudeau, the only way he'll get replaced is when he decides. Like that's like a dictatorship. It's very bizarre.
Yeah,
Yeah, everyone makes fun of USA. They're like, oh, the gun reform and all these kids getting shot in schools. It's like, I'm sorry, would you prefer mild YouTube restrictions? Yeah. Would you prefer... Yeah, that's like a hop-on issue in Canada, right?
It is, but there's a lot worse. They just proposed this one bill that they can jail you for hate speech.
Right.
And that's
JP was big on. Jordan Peterson was. That was how he first blew up.
Yeah.
Like Bill H1N1 or something.
Well, it was the misgendering. Yeah. It was the misgendering that could like lead you to prison time or whatever. Yeah, but this bill would be like,
until the day it happens, I'm not going to give a fuck about it. Until they put someone behind bars for it, and I'll be like, all right, now let's talk.
They did in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy printed out stickers, like bumper stickers, and that's where they caught him. It was like a loophole. It wasn't even hate speech. It was because he made products with it. Is like they got his ass for 2 years in jail. But they weren't even that hateful. They were like, stop. What was it?
Women
was like,
can't have dicks.
Yeah. Stop black gang rapes or something like that. Yeah. It was like, so you're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, I suppose you want to stop that. Like, it's not a bad thing to stop. But also just stop rapes. Like,
that's what they want. But
it wasn't like, didn't drop the N-word. It was, and he had a bunch of these that were kind of like, okay, that's a bad take.
Yeah.
But it's not, it shouldn't be illegal.
I can see it's in bad taste.
Exactly. And he got arrested. Yeah.
Two years. Also, like, the fact to think that, like, the social repercussion isn't the punishment. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, dude, he's going to lose money in the long run, most likely. Yeah. Plenty of people aren't going to fuck with him anymore. He's got, like, there will be real repercussion.
I think that's why they're doing it, is because now there's an audience for it. Mm. And so, because, like, you lean too far right, you got a crazy audience now. That's what scares them.
Yeah. On here, like, you kind of see it here. They're, like, freedom junkies that are, like, they kind of hide behind the First Amendment to just say dirty things.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. And it's, like, I'm all for it if it makes sense. But, like, there's some people who are just, like, kind of waiting, like, They think that the First Amendment is a tool put in place to push a boundary.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah.
It's like to protect it.
Like those guys filming police stations and shit. Oh, like, I fucking love those guys.
The amount of fucking Canadians that hide behind American laws because they don't even know. It's like, Canada's like, oh, First Amendment. We don't got
yeah, freedom of speech. Like, nope. And they're like, nope. You obey the queen, motherfucker.
There's only one place.
It's a monarchy. And the UK is easy to fix, man. I say it starts at the dentist. If you look nice, you'll be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Dude, mark my words. That's my hot take. Within the next 10 years, there's going to be a Republican candidate. The part of his campaign is going to be like to set up like a Canadian refugee program, people seeking freedom against like speech laws and stuff like that. It's going to be a thing.
Tucker Carlson did like a.
The man. Yeah. I will say, just in terms of pure entertainment sake, off Fox Tuck is the man.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's so fun. And
I see him on Instagram, and I'm like, yeah, this is better.
He laughs like a rich little fat kid.
Yeah.
When he gets his cake, and I'm like, this is awesome.
People talk about him as like this, like super hardcore. I think they're all actors anyway. You know, what I mean, there's no. I don't believe any anchor on like any major platform has a single like. Stock in it. No,
you guys
go crazy.
Do your thing,
dude. Pit in my mouth. But so he. Dude, I'm just trying to kill John. Zip. But and then Tuck gets off of Fox and immediately starts having all these more moderate ideas. Right, he's just popping zins with the Nelk boys and shit. And I had a joke about like how like people think he's like super hardcore right, but he's been like super actively like. Anti like Israel and stuff like that, and it's like, and the joke I had was like, which takes a lot less balls considering he's no longer in Hollywood. It's like, but you know,
that
didn't
is
really
true.
Work ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's the bro. He's just like fishing.
Yeah, he went up to Canada and did a whole tour, and he was just making fun of Trudeau, man. And fucking Canadians loved it. We all ate it up. We're like, yeah, you know, bring the guns here. We're all. Because they even took away guns. You're not allowed to purchase a handgun anymore, and you can't
like just period or
period, and you can't you can't sell yours. So the only way you can have a handgun is if you already had one.
Grandfathered in
a gun, basically.
Damn,
yeah. Bro. So all these crazy laws are coming out where it's like, you know, Canada used to be a refuge from America. Mm-hmm. Like you look at a lot of times, like when like the fucking the dollar or whatever it was, or when Trump got elected, we got a lot of. I'm moving to Canada. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't ask for this.
Right.
What are you talking about? Why are we just now an option also?
Yeah.
Like, why were we not an option? We're an awesome country. What's going on?
Yeah.
And now it's sort of like the tides have shifted where we're like, maybe we don't like Canada so much anymore.
Yeah.
Canada used to be cool. It used to be a cool spot. Like, weed's still legal. That's awesome. But
I
like,
I feel like with Trudeau, you guys have been taking yourselves like much more seriously.
He was cool at first.
Yeah,
because he was a young guy.
Oh,
yeah.
God, politics.
Wavy hair, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to take a piss. I was bored. Yeah.
I had a bit where I was like, he's just misunderstood when he was doing like, I was like, oh, was it in February? I was like, oh, February, Black History Month, or as True like to call it Halloween. And I was like, you know, I think he's just misunderstood. I think he was just training for a bodybuilding competition, and that's just like a deep tan.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the bro that's who's the like guy who's
see
like
myself
that's guy like
no, it's good.
Guys. Guys. I'm really sorry.
Who's the bro who's like he's like a Republican front runner who's just like a bully.
Poiliev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like really well spoken and he just like bullies reporters and shit like that. So
eating an apple. Do you see that one?
So
he's just
good.
Crushing an apple and he's like, yeah.
He's like
phrase your question.
He literally he's just like, you sound like an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so funny.
I love that guy.
Yeah, his like debate like tactics are like so fun and like and like barely has to ever bring any like data to the thing. He just makes you look. He's like a smart Trump. He's like, yeah, well, you're a fool.
Exactly. And well, he feels like a Jordan Peterson type guy. You know what I mean? And like, I don't understand why Jordan Peterson is just fucking run for like office. He'd get elected, I'm sure, and you know that would be something. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think he might have been at a point. I think now some people are like, he cries a lot.
He cries a little too much.
Cries a lot.
He's a little. He's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah,
and he's constantly on all kinds of like SSRIs now. You
Is
know
that
what
why?
I mean? Yeah. Well, yeah. There was a whole thing.
A bit, yeah.
There was a thing where he got like bad on like Xanax or something like that.
I'm like, hey man, make your bed. That's what I said.
Yeah,
make your fucking bed, Jordan. You know.
Yeah.
Was he like huge in Canada?
Yep.
Yeah.
So my brother's like a massive fan, like Green.
Your brother's
guy.
The bro.
Yeah, he's like he's always quoting him, dude. We're at the office, like, shut the fuck up with this Jordan Peterson. He's like, no, you know, he said this and he said that, and he's like misquoting Jordan Peterson all the fucking time.
100%. It's like take any of the advice, then, please. For God's sakes, take any of the advice. Yeah, he normally does what Josh is doing for us.
Oh yeah, he's chill. So we had dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, I left the day before. That's right. I keep leaving the day before. Fuck, I'm missing all.
It's like wife stuff, though.
No, it's just is it. I don't know. Sometimes I guess it is. Tomorrow's gig, but like I have a history.
Usually gig.
I have a history of leaving the day before everything. Day before Blaine. Day before
Copperfield, Mr. Beast,
Dobrik.
I've invited you to probably like a dozen things that you're like, I can't, man. I got this really cool gig in fucking Rochester, and I really got to be there. And I'm like, cool, but like
it's 1,500 cash bucks.
Yeah, but also.
That's American.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, but Mr. Beast has got a briefcase, so we don't know what could happen, you know?
Was he cool?
Jimmy, yeah, he's super cool. He's definitely on the spectrum.
He's not an eye contact guy.
No, definitely not. And like, I gave him a hug, which was weird. He didn't like that. But
really?
Yeah, we were doing. It's funny because
it'd be funny to hear Mr. Beast screech. It'd be really funny to hear Mr. Beast just like start banging his head against the wall.
That's just how he talks in real life. He's like, hey, how's it going today? We're going to take a shit. And you're like, whoa, calm down. There's subtitles.
I was like, how are you doing that?
Yeah, just popping up.
Did you just hug him and he went, I don't like that.
No, his team told me.
Yeah.
They were like, he doesn't like that. Don't touch
they
Mr.
offered
Beast.
$10,000 to let go.
Last to take their hand off Mr. Beast because $10,000.
And guys, before we get going, don't touch Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he doesn't like that. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, it seemed like the appropriate moment. You know, we're saying bye and everything. And, no, I got an email. No, I didn't get an email, but it would have been funny. We were just hanging out. We were bowling after we did a video. I did a video of Beast Got Talent, which is like me and two buddies were doing magic, and like he gave us like $10,000, whatever it was.
Sick.
And he had 7 million followers at the time, which was a lot. He was still crushing it. You know, I have 7 million now.
Sick.
You know, and he's at 220 million.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
Holy fucking shit.
Dude. Yeah, he gets like 500 million views or whatever it is, right? But we were doing this thing, and then afterwards we go bowling. He's like, Jimmy likes bowling. I was like, cool. You know, it's a quirky tism thing, right? So I was like, nice. We go bowling, we're doing magic and everything. And he's having the time of his life. He's literally lighting up like this. He's smiling, laughing, watching the magic. And his team comes up and he's like, we've never seen Jimmy like this. Hmm. We've never seen him this happy. And that's where I was like, hey, man, good to be here. And that's where he was like, nah.
This is a sex tape I want to watch.
Yeah. He did,
if he dropped
the
sex
me,
tape,
though.
I would like it.
He's got a good sense of humor because he was on Kill Tony for the HEB show.
Which I thought was crazy.
Super crazy because instantly cancelable.
His brand is so clean.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. He was scared.
On there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His hands were shaking. He was supposed to do a flip a coin. for something, and he couldn't do it because his hand was shaking too much. And he's like, just let's move on. And
Jimmy, you wanna watch this midget puke in their own ass? Like, all right. Yeah. He's like, can I give him $1 million?
He's like, no, they do it for free. No, you're paying people?
They do for exposure.
Yeah. Don't worry, if I happen to drop their Instagram, they'll get 60 followers.
After that, he goes, So I go to get like beers and stuff at this little spot, you know, in the bowling alley, and these two kids come up and they're like, "Oh my God, are you Chris Ramsey?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" You know, and they're like, "Can we get a picture?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." You know, I was like, "Oh, this is cool." You know, because back then I might have had like maybe 1 or 2 million followers, but it was still really cool to be recognized. You know, I was like, "Cool, take a picture." And I come back and I'm like feeling pretty good, and I bring the beers. And he goes, and literally, this is the coldest thing that's ever happened to me. He goes, "Those kids take a picture with you?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." He's like, "Yeah, I gave him $50 to do that."
No way, dude.
Dead serious, dude. It was the most Mr. Beast thing I've ever seen.
Damn, yeah. Bro.
And I was like, this is like just content for no reason. What are you doing? We're not filming this?
So funny.
Damn.
Yeah, he lives like that, dude. He lives like that. He's that guy.
That's pretty rad,
though. He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. His moves are just like a little more chess.
Yeah, exactly. So
his humor is through stunts.
It is. They probably leave so much on the cutting room floor when you think about it, because like they're filming with 95 cameras for 48 hours straight or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And you know these guys, you know, where do they live? North Carolina.
I don't know if it still is.
Yeah, they're like down there and they're just like, fuck it. You know they're saying some off the wall shit sometimes, right? Especially like, oh, we're not sleeping for 72 hours. The shit you're going to say on camera, I'd be terrified of, you know.
Give us an example of what you might say.
Is what you were screaming in your sleep last night.
Oh, take that out of my ass. Yeah.
Or in Japan.
We really should have got one bed.
Wes waking up in the middle of the night in Japan going, "I'm a Japanese man."
You can't be just yelling. I was having a dream. You can't be held accountable for what you dream.
Yeah, it's actually Mr. B's story.
Oh, yeah, I was daydreaming that time.
we were coming off pretty big bender in Japan. And
they party.
Yeah, they party. Yeah. We party.
I don't know what's in that sushi, man.
It's a lot of sake.
A lot of mercury.
A lot of mercury. And we were walking in Shinjuku, downtown Tokyo, and we bump into Carl from Mr. Beast.
Whoa.
Yeah. And,
cool.
Yeah. And we're fucking, like, I'm like,
120 million people living in Japan.
Yep.
20 of them in this fucking city.
Yeah, in Tokyo. Yeah. Or in Japan, 120 million? It's got to be more than that.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they hit the B. I may be wrong.
No, you're way wrong. Anyways,
I was thinking India. Same thing. So anyways, we run into him and he's like, and I was like, "Hey," you know, we both like take our masks off. Like, not that he didn't recognize it.
I'm still drunk.
Yeah. And he goes, and I'm like, "Hey man, fucking long time, you know, like whatever, we did the thing with Jimmy." He's like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "Oh, let's get a picture." And I'm like, "Oh, this is Wes." Without missing a beat, Wes goes, "I'm a Japanese man." Cause he's just still drunk and like from last night. And I go, "All right." And they're like, "Okay." And Wes is like, "Yep, doesn't see anything wrong with it." Says hi. Thought he was the funniest guy in the room. And we keep walking. I was like, "Hey, man, you're a fucking idiot. Why did you do that?" And he's like, "What do you mean?"
Dude, that killed.
Yeah, dude, 100%.
There's only been so, like, it's been a handful of times in our life where, like, after something happens, Chris will be like, "What in the last 2 hours of hanging out with those people made you think they wanted to hear any of that?"
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "What do you mean?" And then I replay it back. I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Like,
they're not the people who say that to."
Yeah, well.
I mean, you were drunk.
It's just very funny. I was trying to embrace the culture, man.
Yeah.
I wanted in that moment to be a Japanese man.
They actually really hate outsiders. Like in Japan, maybe more than anywhere.
Absolutely.
Except that island where they shoot arrows at you.
They're very racist towards white people.
Oh, dude, they're like maybe the most conservative, like, modern country on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's crazy about Japan, though, is that you don't experience the racism. Mm-hmm. Because they're so fucking polite to your face.
Mm.
So it works for them where, like, everything's polite, everything's clean. There's no garbage outside. You carry your trash with you until you bring it home. Like, everything's, like, nice and neat. And then
that's kinda cool.
They start fucking tanking.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's where the shit comes out. Yeah. And they're, like, ties loose. They're sleeping in the street. They're fucking yelling out.
You're making horrible, like, rude atrocities happening all the time. Like, you're eating and you're walking and shit like this you're not supposed to do there.
Yeah.
And you don't know because they're so nice to you until later. Then you find out. You're like, "Oh, I was just walking around being super rude all the time."
Yeah.
But they would never let you know to your face. That was our experience, at least. It wasn't until later that I'm like, "Oh, wow, that was, like, an insane day I had," apparently.
But they're even, like, they're so – because, like – they're polite, but they're also like, if somebody's getting beaten in the middle of the street, like over here, people just pull their phones out, which is not the best reaction to that. But over there, people just literally like look straight forward. They don't even. So like I was in the subway and we're on the train coming back. It was like a long train ride, and some old lady, she's standing there. She's all hunched over. She's like 140, and there's a seat that opens up beside us. So somebody gets out. This old lady sees the seat. She's like, fuck yeah, zones in on it, starts hobbling over. And like, I swear to God, this chick must have been 22, 23. Yeah. This fucking dumb cunt. She literally pushes this old lady out of the way. Yeah. Right. Literally goes and sits down and looks straight forward. Doesn't look at any, and everybody sees this and just kind of goes back to their phones. I'm like, this. And the lady's like, she looks at me, tattooed Gaijin guy who looks super scary. Like, I'm like, take my seat. So I get up and give her my seat. No one else reacted.
I was going to give her mine too. But Chris, she was looking at
Wes was like pretending to sleep the whole time.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that girl, I'm like fist bump.
Yeah. That's what it kind of is over there though. They won't, like, it's polite, but also they won't get involved, you know? Yeah. So like in New York, that should happen. You have four people being like, yo, what the fuck? Get the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would be ready to attack.
Yeah.
At that point. I love getting involved. Like, I love getting mad for virtuous reasons. You know what I mean?
Give us an example.
Oh, like if I see someone like leave dog shit, I'll literally from as far as possible go, hey, that's fucking crazy.
That's like, such a good phrase.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
perfect.
I'm like, wild move. Oh, I love doing that stuff. Or I like, what else do I like
to do?
You
think homeless guys, their dogs pick up after they shit?
Oh, man, I love that.
No, they can just, they can just shit in their homes. There's, you wouldn't like Europe then, because like no one picks up their fucking dog shit in Europe.
That's crazy.
I went to Spain. First thing I did when I got out of the car, I'm looking over and I filmed it because the lady's like standing there ignoring her dog, squatted over. And as soon as she was done, and I'm filming the dog shitting because I was like, oh, it's funny. I just got to Spain. Mm-hmm. Hilarious little story. And then she walks away and I was like, hey, where are you going? Where are you going? And I'm yelling at her. She's ignoring me. And just, it's a normal thing to do over there, not pick up dog shit.
There's also the line, like, okay, I'm big on, like, if someone doesn't say thanks when I hold the door open, I'll say you're welcome, like, very cunty. Mm-hmm. Without fail, it's like it's going to happen.
You've done this to
regardless.
Me.
Regardless. He remembers.
That's a fact. That's
it hits home. You did. It's good. I'm glad you did.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. I go, hey, no problem. And but then there's a line of like that YouTube.
You go
shot.
Like, you're welcome.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh no, I do it more like, yeah, great job. I'm like, really, I try to refrain from being passive aggressive and to just jump to aggressive.
Right.
Yeah. So I make the point, and then if they turn around to confront me, then I just make direct eye contact and stand by how I feel. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no like, yeah, thanks. And then I run away.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to have this conversation.
That's so funny. Yeah. I like holding the door for someone who's a little too far for me to hold the door for, and then they have to speed up.
I do.
I do.
Yeah.
You're like, and they're clearly 20 feet away, and they're like, oh, and they have to start like mildly jogging to the door.
It annoys me. When I see that happen to me, someone's got the door, I like look at them, and then later I veer off and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know how cool this was, but I actually threw a punch at a human for the first time in probably like 7 years.
Wait, when did this happen?
What was her name?
It was.
What did she say?
It was a comic during a basketball game.
Oh, wow.
And it got there. And what happened was they kept calling fouls. Essentially, both teams were united in that it was kind of egregious, the amount of fouls that were being called.
Sure.
They felt singled out. They got really... they felt like everyone was against them.
Right.
And they're in a kind of sensitive position.
Yeah.
Some fouls I'm sure were legitimate. Some it was just like, all right, dude, we're just playing pickup basketball. Yeah. Like it's enough. As a bit, someone passed this person in question the basketball. And as soon as it touched their hand, I was like, foul. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And
tensions were already high.
And yeah. And I hadn't been involved from the jump. I was just like kind of innocently bystanding.
Yeah.
Maybe instigating a bit, but really trying to make light of it.
Sure.
And then the next play, that person set a moving pick and bopped me hard, like right down the middle. And my gut reaction was, I literally went up directly into them and I go, no, I will fight. And I was crazy. I just instantly went insane. Whoa. And they started going like, oh, really? Like, are we going to do this? And then just to prove it, at about 65% strength, I just punched them in the sternum.
What step is that? An AA.
That's the 1-2 step.
The Conor McGregor.
That's more less of a step, more of a combo.
Good for you, man. Fuck them. That's I'd do that.
Punching the sternum is a wild move because it's like non-committal.
Yeah,
you're like you couldn't quite commit to the face.
They were willing to like get in when I got in, and I was there to prove like that's not what's gonna happen,
right?
Because I will
punch
like
your
I'll
sternum.
Just be a mental case.
Yeah, he'll just start wailing on the guy's
it's
chest.
The closest I've gone to like really losing it. Yeah. Like, I lost it, you know. Yeah, what I mean, that was throwing a physical punch,
and it sucks losing it during a basketball game.
Well, the problem was that kind of everyone was on my side, so then I was like, we broke it up.
Yeah,
they stepped away, they recognized they were dealing with a not well person.
Yeah
we continue playing the game, and then they were like, you know, I'm not going to dox a person, but very funnily, the next play, just in the middle of it for no reason, they go, you know what? I'm clearly not wanted here. And they walked away.
Wow.
Goddamn.
And then I was like, that's a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
So I went over, made amends, apologized, took ownership. At one point when we were broken up, like someone was like kind of pulling me back. I was like, remember, you were the first one to get physical. And then someone like kind of not like
projecting.
There was no like dog pull, but like someone just got in the way.
Yeah.
They went over and I was like, that's shitty. I hate that feeling and I know it. And it's like, I don't want them to feel that way. And I feel bad for contributing to it. I took ownership. I went, I brought them back in. Like they were cooling down. And then the person who like kind of initially got into it with them, who they kept calling fouls against, who was like starting to get really ghetto with it. They're like, what the fuck? Oh my God. I was like, yo, give him. It was really funny. I was like, yo, go give him a hug. And he goes, why, dude? I was like, just do it, dude. Let's play basketball. He's feeling shitty. He doesn't need to feel shitty. So he called a few fouls. Like for a moment was ladylike. Not a big deal. You know what I mean? But I was just reminiscing on that. I was like, God damn, I threw a punch at a human. Like, damn. Like, I used to love fighting as like a child, but it's mental illness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
when I was 12, we were playing a basketball game and we lost in the finals. And I felt like I was, you know, fucking fouls like crazy, whatever. We go to shake hands with the other team, and we're all shaking hands. We've just lost this game. Out of nowhere, I sucker punch their best player. He thinks we're shaking hands. Right in the gut.
You're such a
bam,
dick.
As hard as I can. As soon as my hand's like here coming around, and I instantly regret this, right?
Yeah.
And so when I hit him, boom, I flop so hard. So he's down, he's crying. I'm on the ground crying.
What
bench.
A wild, bitchy little move.
Yeah.
Holy
bench is clear.
Fuck.
Stands
You're
clear.
Such a little bitch.
The parents are fighting each other. They're yelling, and they're like, he threw the first punch. I saw him hit him first. Yeah. And people are remembering.
And you flopped.
They're remembering this guy hitting me. Never happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, punching someone.
Punching someone and flopping immediately is the wildest thing.
Project Human Shield.
I get in trouble. We didn't apologize to each other.
We once had a game like that where we had a fucking, like, refs were clearly on the other team's side. Like, we go up and, like, just for fun, I'd go to pretend to, like, stop, like, block the, right? He's going for a shot. I go like this and I fake, they whistle.
Yeah.
And they call me on a foul. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I didn't touch him. I pretended.
Yeah.
Just as like a point.
And they call it like attack or something.
Yeah. At the end of the game, a buddy of mine on the team, he just spit in his hand and we were going to shake each other's hand. And it just broke out into an all out. Because at the end, we're like, what the fuck is this? And we just started like wailing on each other.
Yeah.
When are you supposed to get so calm,
petty.
Not spit?
Yeah. So petty.
Yeah.
I was Canadian basketball.
I love the idea of you. I love the idea of you socking a guy.
Basket. But I need these baskets back. James Naismith reference for those,
pretty
those
nice.
Know.
I like the idea of you socking a dude in the stomach at 12 years old and then doing like the LeBron, like you're too small.
down here, dude. Yeah. Down here. Yeah, like ice in my veins, dude. What the hell? Yeah.
That's a crazy move that I used to like talk about on stage of like when they do this after they hit a three. I'm like, that's like shooting heroin. What are you talking about? Like people would hit three and be like, ooh, like this. I'm like, that's like a H reference. You guys are crazy. Oh,
I never even put that together.
Yeah, I feel like they do in baseball too, like with like signs and stuff, don't they also?
Yeah.
A lot of cheating in baseball is what I hear these days, eh? Yeah, they're doing a lot of that stuff.
A lot of that.
Yeah. The Dusty Slay's got a hole.
See, I'm a goddamn third base coach over here.
When he's like, yeah, we're having a good time and doing all this stuff. Best.
Yeah, that's when you started wearing hats and glasses after you saw that.
I've been wearing hats and glasses.
No.
I knew I was going to lose my hair eventually, so I've been playing the long game. Mm-hmm. Not like, you idiot. Dude, you're going to look like a fool wearing a hat in 3 years.
If eventually...
what are you covering up? Dude, I'm playing the long game, dude. I'm not dumb.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we all go to Turkey?
Yeah.
We make have some fun, get some content.
Yeah.
Chris pays.
All day. I'm saving up either way. But I'm putting $50 aside every week because I think it's like $3,000 now. $3 to $5,000 for a good job. Yeah, man.
Do you ever see the airports?
Yeah, and it's just all dots.
Just like swollen heads
all
everywhere.
Dots. Dude, it's like, it's crazy.
Everybody's wearing headbands.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But I would do, and then we return to the pod all dotted up. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we kind of stand in solidarity.
Yep.
It's kind of like a cancer thing. It was like, well, he got the hair replacement surgery just to show that I support. I got the hair replacement surgery. Yeah.
It's kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Actually, think about it.
I was just thinking about this. It's so
funny. All going to grow hair in solidarity versus shaver heads.
So funny that I like patted myself on the back of this. We were like, I love like Hope Core on TikTok. TikTok and all this stuff, and like when they reveal that they've like shaved their head, like when one of their friends or a family gets cancer, that like that thing, I'm like in bed with my girlfriend, I'm crying watching this, and I'm like, I would shave my head so fast if someone just like hypothetically patting myself on the back about how quickly I'd shave my head for like anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I thought about it once, and then I was like, nah, that's stupid. What is that proof? What is that? What am I proving?
Was it a close person?
Yeah, but I was like, that's not gonna. I'm just gonna look dumb,
and then you're like, "They'll be fine."
Yeah, or not, whatever. I'll be fine.
I remember hearing Joe.
Well, then what if they die and then I'm bald? It's like now I look like an idiot.
Yeah, everybody thinks I have cancer.
Yeah.
That's not what I want. I'm not trying to steal valor from cancer
and then
patients.
It's that uncomfortable conversation. It's like, "Oh, do you have cancer?" No, my friend did, and they're like, "Oh, how was you?" I was like, not so good.
He was getting too much attention. I wanted
some valor for sure. Right?
Exactly. Everyone was giving that person a little too much attention. I was like, I feel like I need some attention.
Yeah.
Just Bic razoring every morning. That is wild.
Let's keep the party going over on Patreon.
Yeah, you down to sit a bit?
Another half hour in here, another 45 minutes.
Let's cook it up.
Sorry to cut it short, boys. We got gifts we got to open over there from some of the fans, and we got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
That's how I'm pitching it.
All right,
pretty good pitch, right? Cut off the fun and jump to more fun later.
Cool.
It's also, we're in a fun place right
that's
now.
What I'm
I don't
saying.
I don't
I'm
see the fun
slowing
down
right
me
now.
Personally.
No, it's going to be great.
No, it's only going to go.
We'll just tell three friends, thanks for coming out, and see you on the next one.
See ya.
Right?
Yep. Peace, boys.
Yes.
Oh, nat.comedian.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No,
wait, let's take this back. Let's take this back a second.
We should run that.
Nat, where can they find you? Where can they?
Nat.comedian on Instagram. I don't know where this is coming out, but for any Austin listeners, I'm headlining the Velveeta Room March 29th. A bunch of homies are going to be there. It's going to be a really fun show. This camera, that camera, this camera.
Yep.
Nat.comedian on Instagram. That's kind of where all my shit is right now. I've been saying this since the last pod. TikTok's coming soon. YouTube's coming
soon.
Dude,
everybody's looking forward to the TikTok.
Yeah. Same stuff, different format.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just really, vertical now.
We really fucked you off the top. We didn't say shit about it. We didn't even.
We got your links below.
That's true,
we got you. We hooked you up.
Oh, yeah. They'll look if they want to.
But you guys, I mean, if you're this far, you guys know that Nat's a good dude, and you guys want to see him. You guys definitely want to see him live. He crushes on stage.
That's a fact.
Come down to Austin, or if he's anywhere near you, look him up and check the dates.
Or hire them to perform in your living room.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be at the Riot Fest in Houston beginning of April. And I'm in Houston this week. I don't think it'll be coming on time, but what's up, boys?
Yeah. All right. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.